KJAN Sports.
It is time for that check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look at some high school sporting results from the weekend on Saturday. The Atlantic girls hosting their tennis tournament here in town Saturday. Abraham Lincoln was the team champion with Clarinda, Lewis Central, Harlan, and Atlantic, the top five. Individually, the results in each division. Number one singles, Nicole Lang of Harlan was the champion, Claire Wilder of Abraham Lincoln placing second. Atlantic's Gina Brosom was fourth in number one singles. In number one doubles play, it was the team of Maddie Hartley and Brooke Brown of Clarinda picking up the championship, with Lewis Central's Hannah Moen and Presley Rodenberg placing second. Atlantic's Carly Westphalen and Chloe Davis placing fifth overall. In number two singles action, Jessica Dix of Abraham Lincoln was the champion, Clarinda's Riley Holmstrom the runner-up. Heather Friend of Atlantic placed fourth overall at number two singles. Number two doubles, it was Allie Green and Maddie Sapienza of Abraham Lincoln picking up the championship. Michaela Fine and Delaney Glass now of Clarinda placing second. The Atlantic team of Ashley Friend and Hannah Holtz were fifth overall in that meet on Saturday at the Atlantic Girls Tennis Tournament. Also in high school golf on the weekend, the Denison Boys Golf Tourney on Saturday saw Atlantic pick up the championship. They shot a 302, and that was easily good enough to win. They beat Glenwood by 15 strokes. Harlan, Denison, Carroll round out the top five teams. Connor Paulson of Denison had the overall low round. He was medalist with a 71. Atlantic had a bunch of players, though, clustered right up near the top as Ben Reno and Jake Olson each shot 74s. Reno determined to be the runner-up. Olson was third. Also, and Zach Stork and Kyle Reno both shot 77 as they were sixth for Stork and seventh for Reno overall on Saturday. Also at the Panorama Golf Tournament on Saturday, the Kemper Catholic boys were the champs. They shot a 317 total. Jared Tigges was the overall medalist for the Knights. He shot a 76 in that meet. In high school soccer on the weekend, the Atlantic Boys Soccer Tournament saw Kemper Catholic down Atlantic 1-0. Harlan also beat Kemper Catholic on penalty kicks in that tourney. In girls soccer from the ADM tournament, it was Gilbert beating St. Albert 5-0. ADM over St. Albert 3-0. Grinnell beat Glenwood 1-0 on Saturday. Also in high school track and field, the Sioux City Relays occurred on Saturday, and the Atlantic boys picked up a couple of victories on Saturday. Also, it was Grant Reed picking up the 110-meter hurdles title in the Class B division, running a time of 14.89 seconds. Reed also helped to anchor the 4x200-meter relay team. He teamed up with Zade Nicholson, Jaden Bardwell, and Dylan Sontag for a championship there as well. Glenwood also picked up a win as the Glenwood boys took the Class B 4x100-meter relay title. That's at the Sioux City Relays over the weekend. Also in track and field over the weekend, some of the biggest news came off the track. It was the announcement of the high school Drake Relays qualifiers for this year. Taking a look at some of those local qualifiers. First, on the girls' side, the 110-meter hurdles, Allison Bruck of Harlan will run. And the 1,500 meters, Jeanette Schraft of East Mills will be in the competition. Lewis Central, Harlan, and Trainer all qualified their girls' 4x100-meter relay teams. In the field events, the high jump, Megan Whitty of Lewis Central and Sunday Faya of Denison both qualified. Gillian Strait of Harlan qualified in the discus, while Lewis Central's Katie Jones and Creston's Hannah Hood will participate in the shot put at Drake. On the boys' side, qualifiers include Gage Clay of AHSTW in the 100-meter dash. In the 110 hurdles, Grant Reed of Atlantic, along with Nolan Smith of Audubon, Alec Mass of Lewis Central, and Tyler Fries of Underwood all qualified. 400-meter hurdles, Grant Reed of Atlantic, again a qualifier, with Brett Daly of Trainer also in. In the 800 meters, Jared Corder of Nottoway Valley qualified. Also in the relays, Lewis Central, Glenwood, and Kemper Catholic qualified their 4x100-meter relay teams. Glenwood and Lewis Central's 4x200 teams are in. Atlantic, Glenwood, and Lewis Central 4x400-meter relay teams also qualified for Drake. Among some of the qualifiers locally, in the field events, Miles Rupiper of Kemper Catholic and Sam Obert of Coon Rapids Bayard qualified in the high jump. In the long jump, Nick Foss of Harlan, Miles Rupiper of Kemper Catholic, and Brett Daly of Trainer all in. And in the discus, Sam Phillips of Fremont Mills also qualified for Drake, which gets underway later on this week. Major League Baseball action yesterday saw Mike Leake allow 2 runs over 6 innings. He also drove in a couple of runs to lead the St. Louis Cardinals to a 6-4 victory over the Milwaukee Brewers Sunday. That's the Cards' 6th win in 7 games. Leake gave up 3 hits and 3 walks, striking out 6, scored a run in the 3rd, and hit his 2-run single to cap off a 3-run 4th inning when the Cards took a 4-2 lead. Also in the National League, Cincinnati over Chicago 7-5. Philadelphia beat Atlanta 5-2. Colorado down San Francisco 8-0. Dodgers over Arizona 6-2. Miami beat San Diego 7-3. Washington over the New York Mets 6-3. In interleague play, Pittsburgh over the New York Yankees by a 2-1 final. Yu Darvish pitched 8 innings in his longest outing since elbow surgery 2 years ago, and the Texas Rangers scored the tying and go-ahead runs without a hit, completing a 4-game sweep with a 5-2 win over the Kansas City Royals on Sunday. The Japanese right-hander retired 15 of 16 batters after giving up 3 consecutive hits in the 3rd inning. 2 of those were back-to-back solo home runs from Mike Moustakas and Jorge Bonifacio, whose first big league homer came 2 innings after he singled for his first career hit. Darvish struck out 8 with 1 walk as the Rangers finished their second 4-game sweep of Kansas City in as many seasons. Elsewhere in the AL, Houston beat Tampa Bay in 10 innings, 6-4. Boston over Baltimore, 6-2. Detroit over Minnesota, 13-4. The White Sox beat Cleveland, 6-2. Toronto, 6-2 over the LA Angels. And Seattle pounded Oakland, 11-1. In Pacific Coast League play Sunday, Omaha beat New Orleans 4-2, Round Rock in 13 innings, outlasting the Iowa Cubs by an 8-7 final. LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers are the first team to reach the second round of the current NBA playoffs after taking 4 straight from Indiana. James nailed a go-ahead 3-pointer with 108 remaining before the Cavs held on to top the Pacers 106-102 at Indiana. Also around the league, Isaiah Thomas had 33 points, and the Celtics tied their series at 2 games each as they got past the Bulls 104-95 in Chicago. The road team has won all 4 games in that series. That bodes well for the Bulls as they head into Game 5 Wednesday in Boston. Nene was unstoppable in Houston's 113-109 win at Oklahoma City, scoring 28 points on 12 of 12 shooting and contributing 10 rebounds to help the Rockets take a 3-1 series lead. They can wrap up the series on Tuesday. Joe Johnson was the star in Utah's 105-98 win over the LA Clippers, scoring 28 points to help the Jazz even the series at 2 games apiece. The Clippers host Game 5 on Tuesday. The second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs will include the top-seeded Washington Capitals after they knocked off the Toronto Maple Leafs in overtime. Marcus Johansson provided the tying and winning goals as the Capitals pulled out a 2-1 overtime win at Toronto. 5 of the 6 games in that series went to overtime, with the Caps winning 3 of those. The other game was a 1-goal win by Washington. They'll take on the arch-rival Pittsburgh Penguins in the next round. Also yesterday, the Ottawa Senators pulled off a playoff series win for the first time in 4 years, outscoring the Boston Bruins in 6 games. Clark MacArthur scored a power play goal 6:30 into overtime to give the Senators a 3-2 win over the Bruins. In Texas, Kevin Chappell finally has his first PGA Tour victory during it in his 180th career start. Chappell sank an 8-foot putt on the final hole to win the Valero Texas Open by 1 stroke over Brooks Koepka at TPC San Antonio. NASCAR had to postpone the Monster Energy Cup race at Bristol Motor Speedway until Monday because of heavy rain. Friday's qualifying was washed out as well, causing the lineup to be settled on points. Pole sitter Kyle Larson and Chase Elliott will start from the front row today, weather permitting. And junior safety Jake Gervais stole the show at Iowa's spring game. The junior safety had 3 interceptions and returned 1 of those for a touchdown as the gold team beat the black team 63-47 under the lights at Kinnick Stadium.
There's some good efforts out here. Certainly a couple guys did a really nice job. And, yeah, it never looks real cohesive, but I think we made some improvement this spring.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz, who says the quarterback race between Nathan Stanley and Tyler Wiegers will continue into fall camp.
Yeah, I saw some good efforts by some individuals. And, yeah, collectively we have to pull things together. But the attitude's really been good since January. The guys have worked hard. We're not a pretty unit at this point, but I think we have a chance to be okay if we keep pushing for it.
With running back Akram Wadley being held out of contact, sophomore Torin Young rushed for 93 yards behind an experienced offensive line. Young hopes to become part of a 1-2 punch that Iowa normally employs at running back.
You know, I'm not sure what my role will be, but whatever it is, you know, I'll be excited for it. I'll do whatever the team wants me to do. You know, I just want to help make the team better. I think I'm a power runner, a physical runner. I like to get downhill vertical, so I think I could definitely help in short yardage and situations like that.
Iowa opens up their season at home against Wyoming on September 2nd. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.